If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
How many of you want God to come down? Now watch this. God's looking for somebody. He comes to Abraham and he tells Abraham what he's going to do. He says, now I'm going to, and the Bible says, watch this. And the men turned their faces from there and went towards Sodom. Two of them go down to Sodom. But read the verse. It said, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. So this is a Christophany. This is Jesus coming down in a body. And Abraham thought it was an angelic person. The other two angels went on. You see, they left. But Jesus stood with the intercessor. And he started telling him. Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Here we come now. Are you who he's looking for? He said, perhaps. He said, let's just say that there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous? He said, now be it far from you to do this after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Here's what he's saying. I know your character. You ain't gonna kill a bunch of people for the foolishness of some others. The Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in Sodom, then I'll spare the place for their sake. Now, he had already come to destroy it. What changed his heart? Abraham's prayer. Abraham said, if you just find 50, will you save the city for 50? God said, yeah, I'll save the city for 50, but I won't save 50. He said, and Abraham answered and said, now let me speak to the Lord. I'm just dust and ashes. He said, peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50. He said, will you destroy the city all for the lack of 5? He said, and if I find 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke yet again and said, if there's just 40, he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said again, oh, Lord, don't be angry. I got to speak a little more. He said, what if you just find 30? He said, I will not do it if I find 30. And he said, behold, now I've taken upon myself to speak unto the Lord. I'm a gap stander. I'm a bridge builder. I'm standing before the Lord for my community. For the little girls and boys in my neighborhood. I'm praying. I'm standing in the gap because they can't pray for themselves. And Proverbs said those of us that can ought to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves. So I'm praying for the babies in the womb that they don't get aborted. I'm praying for the little girl that she don't get molested. I'm praying for the little boy that he don't get raped. I'm praying for the teenager that he don't get murdered. I'm praying for the mama that she don't lose a house. I'm praying for the father that he gets a job. Abraham got him all the way down to 10. He got him down to 10, baby. He got him down to 10. And the Lord said, I won't do it if I find 10. And then Abraham stopped praying. Like most of us, we stop when we think we feel God. Oh, praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. That's it. Praise God. Choirs do it all the time. I'm not talking about this choir. I'm just speaking of choirs generally. Choirs do that. Worship leaders do that. They get you right to nirvana. Then they stop. And the choir director, all right. And the song's got somebody ready for deliverance. And I, oh, praise the Lord. And there's always somebody still bopping. And that's the Lord is saying, get them all back up here. Every time God begins to move with us, we stop. He got you in prayer. You think you just because you felt something lift, oh, praise Lord, I'm done. No, that might be round two. He's got you in the corner now. This is your 3-minute break. In the corner, that's when the corner man takes he gets rid of the bruised eye and gives you water to drink. And God don't want you to stop. Just get back in the game. Because, see, now what you've done is you just pierced the veil. Now it's time to intercede for somebody else. Oh, Lord, help me. Are you the one he's looking for? You see, you think just because the amen comes and you, I feel his presence, it's time to stop. No, baby, you just started. You've been introduced. Now get me in there. Get my needs in there. Pray for me. Don't get up just because you got a job. Pray for those that don't. Don't get up just because you got healed. Pray for those that are still sick. Don't get up because when God touches you, what he's saying is, you got my attention. Now stand in the gap. I need gap standers. I need gap standers. Abraham stopped praying. He stopped praying at 10. Why? Because like us, he just figured that if I say 10, Lot will have gotten at least 10 people saved. Now, he can't be that bad of an evangelist. He had, after spending all this time with me, he had to have had enough influence to get 10 people saved. And then the Lord went to join the angels who were walking through the city, not believing what they saw. Men with makeup and rainbow color wigs, and shirts on that say husband pointing to each one. Women walking around looking like Mike Tyson. Arms as big as his and hands as rough as a construction ditch digging worker. There was no smell of perfume in the air. There was no soft voice. Yes. There was none of that. It was. Adam's apple are being hidden so nobody will see it. Everybody looks like RuPaul. And the angels just stand there. But because of the covenant with Abraham, they were tasked to bring Abraham's nephew out. So they go to Lot's house, and when they go to look for him, where is he sitting? He's not in the temple. He's not in the synagogue. He's no place worshiping God. He's sitting at the main gate of the city. And history tells us that the person who sat at the main gate was the most influential person in the city. Usually they would be what we called the mayor. Not only had he gone down to this wicked place, but he was enjoyed by the people. How comfortable are you with the world? How comfortable are you in sin? Does it prick your conscience, or do you feel okay? When you see injustice and unrighteousness, do you care, or have you become so hard-hearted that your love is waxed cold? So Lot had become a sodomite. I don't know if he had crossed over, but he sure lacked the ability to promote change. And the angel said, look, man, let me tell you something. You got to get the step and get your wife and your daughters. And y'all got to get out of here. And Lot, he still had some semblance of protocol and upbringing. He brought them into his house. He said, y'all can't stay on the street. They said, we're going to be on the street all night, baby. This is Vegas. There ain't no sleeping here. And he said, no, y'all can't do this. Come on in the house. And the Bible said the men, when they saw this fresh meat, they went to, who those strangers that's in your house, Lot? Send them out so we can know them. Not know, like, information. Send them out. Lot said, no, don't do this. And Lot had no guts. He had no courage. He said, take my virgin daughters and do whatever you want to do. That's just ridiculous. That shows how low he had sank. Take my virgin daughters. And they rejected the daughters. God, they were nasty. And the angels hit them with blindness. And the Bible said they wearied themselves trying to find the door. See, when you got a mind like mine, you say, why didn't the angels just kill them all? Why play with them? Take their eyes away. No, just walk out and y'all want what now? Y'all want to know us? Gather around. Let's play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which one of you has got to go? But no, they just smote them with blindness. And they said, look, get your family and get out of here, man, because we about to tear the place up. We're going to burn it down. And no more intercession, because they couldn't find 10. They got them to the outskirts of town. They said, this is your only responsibility. When you get out of the boundary of the town, don't look back. Keep on walking and don't look back. They got outside the town, and Lot's wife said, my house. She became a pillar of salt. And the Bible says once they were safely evacuated, the third messenger came, and the Bible said the Lord called down fire from the Lord. Two lords in one verse. One on earth calling it down, the other in heaven sending it down. Two-thirds of the Trinity working to judge an entire civilization because he could not find an intercessor. Since God is so particular about who speaks for him, who represents him, then it stands to reason that he must have criteria.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6218P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It's time to come together for Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, Wednesday, August 15th through Saturday, August 18th. Our convocation speakers will be Pastor Delzora Terrell on Wednesday, Bishop John Edmondson on Thursday, and our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. on Friday. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly, preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. Workshops will be held Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the prayer chapel. Dinner will be served immediately after classes nightly. Registration is required for each workshop session. On Saturday, August 18th, there will be a special time for teens during the Teen Live Service, which will feature giveaways, gospel recording artist Jermaine Dolly, and a relevant word presented by Reverend Darren Harley of the Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church. Dinner will be served after the Teen Live Service. Parents, encourage your teens to be here for this dynamic time of worship and fellowship. It's Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, August 15th through August 18th. Come and experience the power of God. We hope to see you there.